MP3. Engage.
Welcome to the MP3 Experiment 7, Steve's birthday. My name is Mark, and I'll be your omnipotent voice today. You may be wondering where my brother Steve is. Well, as previously indicated, today is Steve's birthday, and I decided we're all going to throw him a surprise party. I've arranged for him to be waiting in another location to be revealed later. He has absolutely no idea that we're coming. You've all been instructed to begin at a retail location. If you're not in a retail location, please enter the nearest retail location now. Our aim is not to disrupt this retail location's normal business, so please spread out as much as possible and act like you are a normal shopper just going about your business. If during the course of your stay in this retail location, someone asks you to leave for any reason, please politely cooperate and enter the next nearest retail location. We're not trying to interrupt anyone's business or ruin anyone's day. We're just trying to have a little fun. I know you've all brought gifts with you today, but we're going to shop around the store and see if maybe we can find just the right thing for the omnipotent voice who already has everything. Are you ready to begin today's activities? All right, here we go. How many others do you think are participating in your store? 5? 10? 15? 1.5 jubillion? Let's try to give each other a subtle signal to identify ourselves. Scratch your head now. If you see someone else scratching their head, give them a wink. Interesting. At least it seems like we're not alone. Now it's time to play a couple games. First, I'd like you to find a product and hold it high in the air as if you were in awe of it. Pretend that you are absolutely fascinated by this product. Maybe that product's not perfect. Let's put it back. Find a new product. Take this product into your hands and pet it as if it were an adorable kitten. Go ahead and pet your product now. While adorable and cuddly, that product wasn't perfect. Let's put that one back. Looking around the store, I've noticed that some of the displays are untidy. Let's make this store a little nicer. Do you see a display or an array of products that is slightly out of order? Let's try to take a display and neaten it up as much as possible. Have every product face exactly the same way. Go ahead and straighten up the display now. Good job. It's always nice to leave a store neater than the way you arrived. Now it's time to play a little pricing game. Who's ready to play a new game? Come on down. The next item up for bid is a product that is as close as possible to $21, but not over $21. Can you find a product that is close to $21 and yet not over? If you do, you'll be today's winner. You have 60 seconds, starting now. Bye. seconds remaining. Hurry up, only 10 seconds left. Congratulations to Barry at the Gap on 42nd Street, who found a long sleeve t-shirt for $20.99999. That is awfully close to $21, and yet not over. And don't worry, everybody who didn't get as close as Barry. For you, we have a lovely copy of our home game. Now let's find a new product that you find cute. So cute, in fact, that you would like to slow dance with it. Take this new product and romantically sweep it off of its feet and slow dance with it. Be as romantic as you like. Enough slow dancing. Some of you have a pretty funny idea of what's romantic. Great job shopping, everyone. You know, I don't think we're gonna find exactly the right gift for Steve in this store. I think the perfect gift for Steve is going to be the fantastic surprise we'll give him a little later. For now, let's exit the store and begin walking on the sidewalk. Don't leave the block you're on. Try to blend in with the crowd and seem normal. Be sure to say thank you to an employee on your way out for their excellent service. Great, we should all now be on the sidewalk outside of our stores. The next series of activities will all take place on this sidewalk. At no point should you leave the block you're on or cross the street. I saw this awesome thing on YouTube where a bunch of people froze at the same time, and I thought it would be cool to try it. When I say freeze, we're all going to freeze in exactly the position we're in and hold it until I say to walk again. Continue to walk now, and remember, don't leave the block or cross the street. Good job. Keep walking, and try to blend in so no one suspects anything. Okay, get ready. We're going to freeze in just a second. Ready? Freeze! Try to stay in exactly the same pose. Is it possible to not even blink? Stay frozen. We're almost there. When I tell you to unfreeze, I want you to continue walking as you were and act as if nothing strange has happened. No clapping, applauding, or cheering. Just continue about your business, walking completely normal. Ready? Unfreeze. Was an awesome freeze. Let's move on to our next activity. Now we're going to try a couple silly walks. Why don't you try walking like you're in a marching band? Raise your knees high and hold your baton proud. March like you're in a marching band. Great marching. Now do the silliest walk you can think of. Think of a silly walk and then perform it. Silly walk now. Why don't you try a new silly walk? What's the silliest walk you can think of? Excellent silly walks. Those belong in the Ministry Hall of Fame. Now it's time for a new game. We're going to play Follow the Stranger. Ideally, we'll pick one stranger not wearing headphones and form one long line behind them, copying their every move. It's okay if we have multiple lines behind multiple strangers. Try to pick the line that looks the longest and join up with that one. If the stranger leaves the block or crosses the street, don't follow them. Pick up a new stranger and begin copying their moves. Great stranger following. It looks like we've been getting some pretty funny looks from people not participating. Why don't we show them that we are friendly folks and give them a high five? Give a high five to as many strangers not wearing headphones as possible. High five sound effect. Okay, everyone, relax. Those were some great high fives. Rob would be extremely proud. While you were high-fiving, I got a text from my mother that said Steve was already at the birthday party location. He's all alone, and he's looking terribly sad. It's time to go meet up with Steve and give him a fantastic surprise. Steve is located at Bryant Park. Bryant Park is located between 5th and 6th Avenues and 42nd and 40th Street. If you don't know New York too well, ask anyone on the street. New Yorkers are very friendly and they love to give directions. We're all going to travel there shortly, but first, I'm going to give you some travel safety tips. We're going to listen to an entertaining song about traffic safety while we walk. As entertaining as the song will be, you should turn down the volume a bit so that you can hear your surroundings better. And every time you cross the street, you should remove your headphones completely for maximum safety. Only cross with the lights and use the walk signals. We want everyone to arrive at this birthday party safely. We've scheduled plenty of time for everyone to arrive. There's absolutely no rush. Take your time getting to Bryant Park and be safe. Begin walking towards Bryant Park now. Remember that Bryant Park is between 42nd Street and 40th Street, and between 6th Avenue and 5th Avenue. It is directly behind the New York Public Library. When you arrive in Bryant Park, stay in the perimeter of the park, the area underneath the trees. Steve will be sitting in the middle of the lawn. We don't want to tip Steve off, so stay as far away from Steve as possible. Stay in the perimeter of the park, the area outside the lawn, underneath the trees. Let's all be as safe as possible and enjoy this traffic safety song.
Some of you may have already arrived in Bryant Park.
Don't worry, there's plenty of time for the rest of you to catch up. If you're already in Bryant Park, try to move as sneakily as possible to the opposite side of the park without being seen. Find a hiding space, and then move quickly on your tiptoes to a new hiding space. Continue moving in this manner all around Bryant Park until the rest of the group arrives and we're ready to surprise Steve. Stay on the stone paths and do not enter the ivy or flowerbed areas. Most of us should now be in Bryant Park. If you still haven't arrived in Bryant Park, it's okay. There's no rush. It's okay if you're a little bit late. It's now time to assume our final hiding position. Crouch down, make sure Steve can't see you, and get ready for the surprise. I'm going to count to three, and together we're all going to jump from our hiding place and yell, you guessed it, surprise. Don't run out into the lawn or approach Steve. Just stay where you are, jump up, and shout surprise. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Oh my god, I can't believe you guys are here. I thought that you had all forgotten my birthday. Who set this up, Mark?
It was me and your mom, Steve.
I'm totally surprised. This is the best birthday ever. It's so great to be back here on Earth, standing in Bryant Park with all of you. There's so many of you. What are there, a bajillion of you here? This is the best birthday surprise that an omnipotent voice could ever ask for. Thank you guys so much. I had all these games planned for my birthday, and I thought nobody was going to show up, and I was going to have to play them all by myself. I'm so glad you guys are here. Hey, let's get started with some birthday games. First, everybody needs to walk forward and stand in the dirt track that goes around the lawn. Don't come onto the lawn yet. Just stand in the track that surrounds the lawn. I'll give you a minute to walk to the track. Now that everybody's standing on the track around the lawn, it's time for the first birthday game. Are you guys familiar with the Olympic sport race walking, also known as speed walking? Well, if you aren't, let me tell you, it's the stupidest sport ever invented. And that's why we're gonna play it. You guys know the rules of race walking, right? Well, actually, they have a ton of really stupid rules. But we're only going to worry about one. One of your feet has to be on the ground at all times. At no point can both feet be in the air. So, when I say start, I want you to walk as fast as you can, without running, around this track. Are you ready? On your mark, get set, race walk! You guys are walking really fast. Walking. I'm pretty sure that guy in the red baseball cap is in the lead. Good job. Man, you guys sure look stupid. I love it. Great race walking, everybody. I guess I should have put a start or finish line somewhere on this track. I don't know who won. I guess by default, everybody wins a gold medal. Congratulations, you are all gold medalists in this stupid sport.
Hey Steve, aren't we forgetting something?
I don't think so.
We need to sing a happy birthday song.
No, really, you guys, you don't have to.
Oh yes we do. On the count of three, let's all sing happy birthday to Steve. I'm sure we're all gonna sing like an angelic choir in perfect synchronization. Ready? One, two, three.
Thanks, everybody. That was so nice. And your angelic voices were in perfect synchronization. Now, it's time for everybody to come onto the lawn. I personally reserved the lawn for my birthday party, and I've been here all by myself. It's time to use it. Everybody, come onto the lawn and spread out as much as possible. No need to pack tightly together. Let's spread out and take up the entire lawn.
Hey Steve, it's getting a little dark out. I'm gonna throw on some lights.
Now it's time for a new game. You should have brought with you two pieces of paper with two letters written on it. It's time to get out your letters. When I say go, I want you guys to work together to try to spell words. Take a look at all of the other letters around you. Use either one of your letters to try to spell a word with other participants. When you've created a word with others, stand together shoulder to shoulder and hold the letter in front of your chests. Let's see how many words we can create. Words can be short or long. It doesn't matter, just try to create a word. Don't forget you can add letters to existing words to make them longer.
Thank you.
Okay. Great job, everybody. It looks like most of you have created words. If you weren't able to find a word you could fit in with, don't worry. It's okay. Now I want to see if we can make any phrases or sentences. Do any of these words go together? Can you find another word that would work with your word? If you don't have a word, look around and try to help people put words together. Can we make a sentence? I hope somebody created a verb. Try to work together with as many other words as possible to create compound words, phrases, or even sentences. Oh wow, your words go together really well. I've never seen those two words together. All right, great. Now, for the grand finale, I want everyone to work together to take all of these words, sentences, and phrases to create one giant poem. Are you ready? Go! Great job, everybody. The great thing about poetry is, even if it's a bunch of words strung together with no punctuation, it doesn't matter. It's still a poem. Everyone's a poet, and you did not even know it. I think we created some pretty awesome words, sentences, and poems today. Okay, hold on to your two pieces of paper. You're gonna need to use both of them later. In fact, you're gonna use one of them right now. Now it's time for a new game. For this game, you're going to need to find a partner. Find somebody else that you can partner up with, preferably someone you've never met before. Did you find a partner? If you're having trouble finding a partner, it's okay to have groups of three. Using the blank page on the other side of your letter, we're going to draw portraits of each other. Draw a portrait of the person you partnered up with. It's okay if you're not very good at drawing portraits. Just do your best. I'm going to give you guys 1 minute to draw a portrait of the other person. Are you ready? Start drawing. Time. All right, markers down. Turn your sheet of paper around and show your partner the portrait you made. Well, that's pretty good. You guys are a good-looking group of people. Okay, now exchange portraits with your partner so she can have the portrait you made of her, and you can have the portrait she made of you. Okay, great. Put your portraits away in your bag and take out your other sheet of paper. It's time for a new drawing game. For this game, we're going to make a collaborative drawing. We're going to try to draw a map of the world, one continent at a time. When I say go, I want you to draw one of the seven continents on your sheet of paper. Now remember to leave room for the other continents. After each round, you're going to trade your paper with someone else. And by the end, you'll have a sheet of paper with all seven continents drawn by seven different people. Okay, time for the first round. Begin drawing the first continent. Remember to leave room for the other continents. When you're done drawing your continent, remember to label it. Okay, stop. Markers down. Now, trade your sheet of paper with someone else. Now, add a continent to this new sheet of paper that isn't already there. Are you ready? Go. I like that peninsula. Really great cartography on that continent. Time for round three. Trade your paper with another new person. Great. Now it's time to add a third continent to this sheet of paper. Don't forget to label your continent when you're done. Really nice isthmus. All right, now it's time to trade again. Trade your paper with another new person. Okay, it's time for continent number four. Add a fourth continent to your sheet of paper. Nice drawing. All right, now it's time to trade again. Trade your paper with another new person. It's time to draw continent number five. Are you ready? Go. Looks more like a slice of pizza than a continent. Good job, guys. It's time to trade again. Find another new person and trade your paper. All right, let's draw continent number six. Having trouble coming up with more continents? Don't forget about Australia. It's both a country and a continent. Good job, guys. All right, it's time for the last continent. Trade your papers with one last person. All right, it's up to you to add the seventh and final continent to this sheet of paper. Go. Don't forget about Antarctica. Even though no one lives there except one lonely scientist, it's still a continent. Good job, everybody. Markers down. Hopefully, you've got a gorgeous map of the world in front of you. Hold your map up so everyone can see. Who's got the best map near you? Now, there's just one last thing I need you to do. If you've been to the MP3 experiment before, you know that my favorite country is Nicaragua. So, I'd like each of you to put a star where Nicaragua is on your map. It seems like some of you guys have not even heard of Nicaragua. Good job, everybody. It looks like most of you got pretty close. You guys are all pretty good geography students. All right, everybody. I'm sure you'll frame that map and put it in your living room. But now, let's put your papers and markers away. It's time for a new game. It's time for the gift exchange. For this exchange, you're going to need to find another partner. So find someone new who you've never met before. I'll give you a second to partner up. It's okay to do groups of threes. All right, does everybody have a partner? Great, now take your gift out of your bag. Great, now let's exchange gifts. Don't open them yet. Has everyone exchanged gifts? All right, when I say go, I want everyone to rip open your gift. I can't wait to see what you guys got. Are you ready? Go! Wow! Those are some incredible gifts. It looks like one guy got a digital camera. Wow! I can't believe you got him an iPhone. That's an incredible gift. All right, let's hug your partner and thank him for the gift. Good job, everybody. Hey, if there's any wrapping paper that got onto the ground, let's clean it up now. Put your gift and all of the wrapping paper back into your bag. Man, this party is really awesome. I'm starting to get tired. We've been having so much fun. But there's one more game that I want us to all do together. Everybody take out the roll of toilet paper that you should have brought with you. Go ahead, get it out now. All right, for this game, you're also going to need to find a partner. So find a new person who you haven't done any activities with today and who you've never met before. Halloween's my favorite holiday, and it always comes pretty close to my birthday. So let's celebrate both my birthday and Halloween by having a mummy dance party. Have you ever been to a mummy dance party? The rules are simple. Take your toilet paper and completely wrap your partner. Try to wrap the toilet paper around her entire body, making her look like a mummy. Once you've done that, it'll be her turn to wrap her toilet paper all around you. We want to be respectful of the park and leave it as clean as we found it. So no throwing toilet paper around, especially near the trees. Start the mummification process now. Make sure to leave slits for the eyes. Don't be afraid to use your whole roll. We want you to be completely covered.
Out getting a Mountain Dew, but I wanted to let you know that we're halfway to the Mummy Dance Party. If you haven't switched partners, do so now. Okay, great job. Everybody's mummified really well. If you have any toilet paper left over, put it away in your bag. And if any toilet paper got on the ground, let's clean it up now. We want to make sure we don't leave a mess with all our fun. You guys look great. I've never seen so many mummies before. It's almost time for the dance party, so get ready. Dance however you think a mummy would dance. Hey Mark, are you up at the DJ station?
Yes, sir.
My brother Mark's gonna DJ this song. He's an incredible MC and DJ. Hey Mark, you got two turntables and a microphone?
Indeed.
Well, that's where it's at. All right. Mark's gonna spin some tunes, kick it old school.
What's happening, mummy dancers? This is DJ Mark on the ones and twos. Let's start things off by putting your hands in the air and waving them like you just don't care. How about we try dancing low to the ground? How low to the ground can you dance? Let's try dancing like an animal. Nice, animal dancing. I saw some funky mummy chickens out there. Now dance like you're walking on hot coals. Dance like you're pushing a grocery cart. How about a bunch of mummies dancing in space? Uh-oh, Steve looks kind of tired. You can stop dancing like you're in space and just start dancing normally while we listen to what Steve has to say.
Keep dancing. You guys look incredible out there. I love all this mummy dancing. Thanks so much, everybody. This has been an incredible birthday party. It's time for me to say goodbye. We've come to the end of the experiment. Thank you guys so much for this incredible birthday party. I want to say thank you to my brother Mark for surprising me and putting this all together.
You're welcome.
Thanks to Brian Park for hosting us here. And mostly thank you guys for coming and participating and being such awesome friends. This has been the best birthday in all my jillion years of birthdays. Good night, everybody.
DJ Mark here. On the count of three, I want everyone to drop to the ground and the MP3 experiment will be over. Remember to clean up all of your toilet paper when the experiment is over. Ready? On the count of three, drop to the ground. One, two, three. Good night.
Data interpolation is complete.